Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Saturday at noon, taking on UConn down at CQ Stadium. Terps looking to get back into that bowl cycle, win yet another bowl game, maybe take it up a notch. Of course, here to talk about that and more as we begin yet another season that'll take us through football into basketball season. He is the athletic director, University of Maryland Terrapins. Let's welcome back for the first time in a long time, Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. Where have you been?
I miss you guys, man. I'm still here in the dungeon. I'm sitting in the same place that I was sitting the last time I talked to you, and I haven't moved.
Except you're making more money.
Hey, I don't know if I'm making it anymore. I don't get to see my paycheck. So
yeah, but Vinny brought it up. You got the contract extension, and it works certainly still to be done within the program. So talk about the program when you came in and the things that you had, you know, pointed out to improve upon and where you are right now with the building still long from being completed, I guess.
Yeah, I like the trajectory of our program. I think when you take a look at where we've been, I've been fortunate to be the AD here 6 years now. I think we've improved in a lot of aspects. If you take a look at football, I think football has had consistent improvement in the wins that we've had the past 3 years, the bowl games. I like the things that we're doing with our facilities. You take a look at the Basketball Performance Center, the completion of Jones Hill House, and the opening of the women's lacrosse and field hockey complex, along with a slew of other things. Our ability to raise more money for NIL has been significant as we move forward. And, you know, we've still been able to compete for championships and so forth, but there's much more room for improvement. And all those things are attributable to our staff and our student athletes and our coaches. But I know our fans want more, and I want to give them more. We need to give them more. We need to win at a higher clip in all of our sports and get one of those signature wins here in football to get us going. So a lot of work ahead of us, and know that we'll be grinding.
Damon, you talk about the NIL initiatives and trying to raise money in support of the football and all sports programs. And, you know, let's be honest, basketball and football kind of carry the weight here. But we were talking about it last week on the air that Oklahoma State put the QR codes on the helmets. And, you know, my daughter had to explain, Damon, full disclosure, what a QR code was. I had no idea. I'd seen that little thing, but I had no idea what it meant. But on TV, you can scan the QR code. It'll link you to a website where you can donate to said football program and get into NIL and all of the good stuff there. So as this is still a fluid situation, how's the University of Maryland moving forward with creating new ways and ideas to bring in some money to help supplement the athletic programs?
Well, a lot of times you want to make sure that you have the right partners in place to assist you with this. We've been fortunate to have some great donors out there who've led a group for us in basketball. We brought in a company called Blueprint to be creative for us. But then we've upped our internal staff. And what we're looking at is trying to make sure that we're keeping our eyes on what's going on around the country, but how we engage our local businesses, how we better brand our student athletes, how we give them the platform so we can generate dollars for these NIL initiatives. And we'll continue to do so, even with the House settlement that's out there, and then revenue sharing coming in 25, 26, once everything's finalized. Make no mistake about it. I want our fans to know, and everyone to know, we're going to do everything to compete at a high level in those areas to make sure that our coaches and our student athletes have those resources. It's a new game nowadays. It's NIL. Now it's transitioning to revenue share. And believe me, we will be prepared and we will compete.
Hey, Damon, how does a school like Ohio State, I mean, because you read the article, $20 million they're paying for their football team. How do they get all that money?
You know, fortunate for them, I think there are some schools around the country that are an outlier. I think there are things that are being said out there that just aren't true about some of the dollars that some institutions have. I've been fortunate to be able to gather some data and talking directly to my colleagues where schools stands, where they stand with their NIL dollars. Ohio State is an outlier. There are a few other schools around the country like Ohio State, and they have a significant program. You got to give credit where credit's due. They've got a huge donor base. They've had great success over the years, and they've been able to capitalize on that. My job is going to be to focus on what we do here to continue to drive dollars and make sure that we can compete and be very strategic in the manner in which we move forward. But make no mistake about it, money is a big factor in what we do nowadays, and we're going to need to make sure that we can compete in that area.
All right, Damon, you got UConn on Saturday. You guys have won 12 straight non-conference games, which is awesome. You know, Locke's doing a good job there. Now, what do you like about this football team? Or, you know, I guess you're going to find out a lot about this football team on Saturday.
Well, you know, every year it's a new team. You got some kids returning. You have kids that have left. Last year, we had a good year to finish with a bowl win. But I'm looking to see how we do in quarterback play. I mean, that's the question for all of us is, we were fortunate to have a quarterback for 3 years that did a great job for us, was the all-time leader in the Big Ten in passing. So now we transition to an unproven quarterback. I know that Billy Edwards and Cam Edge, along with MJ, they've all been battling out there and putting forth their best efforts. So I'm looking to see how that comes out. I want to know what's going on with the offensive line. I think Lox has done a great job in recruiting kids to make sure we have depth at that area. We lost a lot there. But the one thing that I hear as a constant is that our defense is our strength this year. So I'm excited. Brian Williams has done a good job if you look at what he's done the past couple years. So this is going to be an exciting season because there are going to be some new things. But we've got some really good players returning, and Roman Hemby is coming back. And we've got Caden Prather and Ty Felton and Kyle Long. And so we really got a good nucleus along with Preston Howard at tight end of individuals that I think can help carry us.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, during the season. Damon normally joins us on Wednesdays, doing a little Tuesday preview for you. Expansion of the Big Ten as a conference. For instance, USC is taking on Maryland this year down at College Park. I believe it's the first time the Trojans have ever played in the University of Maryland Stadium there, now CQ Field. So what about the expansion of the Big Ten and the trickle-down effect, Damon, not just athletically, but getting back to, I guess it's the reality of the situation, financially?
Well, at the end of the day, it is a business. We're part of an institution of higher learning, but it's a business. And we got to make sure that the Big Ten remains a very formidable conference. There's the Power Four. In my humble opinion, I think of the Power Four, there are two that stand out as it relates to revenue generation and the level of competition that we have. And I think that's the Big Ten and the SEC. And we want to maintain our foothold near the top of that upper echelon. And when you add schools like USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington, great traditions from sports perspective, TV likes those institutions, which adds to the coffers. They're, as I stated before, very competitive. And then the academic side of the equation. So I think we made some good decisions. We strengthened our conference, and it's going to be fun having USC here. When they do get here, I don't want to look too far ahead, but we need our fans to show up. That's homecoming. Let's sell this thing out. Let's let USC know what Maryland and the Big Ten is all about.
Hey, Damon, speaking about the fans, talk about Saturday, tickets available. What's the situation? How do they get tickets? Any big things going on before the game, during the game? Just talk a little bit about the opening day.
There are plenty of tickets available, and it's hard for me to say that. It's sad to say that. You know, I want to get to a point where you're asking that question, and I'm saying we don't have any available. But you can go to unterps.com, and you can purchase tickets. We need our fans to come out. It's not always about the opponent that we play. It needs to be about seeing the University of Maryland play and supporting these young men who go out there and prepare each and every day. It's about growing the pride. We've got some really great fans out there. I appreciate their efforts, but we need more to come because the fans create the atmosphere. I don't take any opponent lightly. UConn's going to come in here trying to make an upset. I don't think many people, I know it was an ACC game, but Florida State was a heavy favorite, and Georgia Tech played a great game. So we've got to be prepared, but fan support means a lot, and that those fans can really help push you over the edge.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.